yourself just settle into the presence of your own heart being, your presence of your own self with a capital S. And let your awareness, let your wisdom, let your sensing mechanism, and let the eye maker, let them all journey into the heart. Journey into this topic of love and see what you find there. Take this path of the heart. And I'll read you some of these poems, and then we'll glide into silent meditation. So this is Hadwich. The madness of love is a blessed fate. If we understood this, we would seek no other. The madness of love is a blessed fate, and if we understood this, we would seek no other. It brings into unity what was divided, and this is the truth. Bitterness, it makes sweet. It makes the stranger a neighbor, and what was lowly, it raises on high. The madness of love is a blessed fate, and if we understood this, we would seek no other. It brings into unity what was divided, and this is the truth. Bitterness, it makes sweet. It makes the stranger a neighbor, and what was lowly, it raises on high. Anyone who has waded through love's turbulent waters, now feeling hunger and now satiety, is untouched by the season of withering or blooming. For in the deepest and most dangerous waters, on the highest peaks, love is always the same. Anyone who has waded through love's turbulent waters, now feeling hunger and now satiety, is untouched by the season of withering or blooming. For in the deepest and most dangerous waters, on the highest peaks, love is always the same. Here's one from Akka Mahadevi. I didn't read this last week, but this is such a beautiful expression of the complete merging, the complete union, which is the path of love. And again, her merging was in Shiva, who she adored as the white jasmine lord, Shiva Malakarjuna. She sings, I do not call it his sign. I do not call it becoming one with his sign. I do not call it union. I do not call it harmony with union. I do not say something has happened. I do not say nothing has happened. I will not name it you. I will not name it I. Now that the white jasmine lord is myself, what use for words at all? It's a very profound inner experience. And remember, the heart doesn't speak in words. This is one of the reasons that we love chanting. It's one of the reasons that music is such a profound and evocative form of human expression. How many times have you heard a song that you didn't even hear the words, but it didn't matter, you were so moved by the music? I do not call it his sign. I do not call it becoming one with his sign. I do not call it union. I do not call it harmony with union. I do not say something has happened. I do not say nothing has happened. I will not name it you. I will not name it I. Now that the white jasmine Lord is myself, what use for words at all? Simply the experience of that merging. So long as this breath fills your nostrils, why seek out fragrant flowers? There it is again, it's inside, don't go looking. So long as this breath fills your nostrils, why seek out fragrant flowers? Peaceful, compassionate, patient, already your own master. Why do you need to cross your legs to know? Once the entire world is yourself, what could a life of solitude add, O white jasmine Lord? Again, she's writing this at a time when people went into the mountain and practiced all kinds of crazy yogic austerities in order to become one with the Supreme. And she's saying, no, 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 it's right here. So long as this breath fills your nostrils, why seek out fragrant flowers? Peaceful, compassionate, patient, already your own master, why do you need to cross your legs to know? Once the entire world is yourself, what could a life of solitude add? Oh, white jasmine Lord. This is Koji Ju. I read her last week. She was a Buddhist nun. And here she's using the metaphor of the moon, the flawless moon, the moon disk, as the luminosity of the self. She writes, on the spirit of the heart as moon disk. Merely to know the flawless moon dwells pure in the human heart is to find the darkness of the night vanishing under clearing skies. Just to touch it, just to touch that illumination is enough. Merely to know the flawless moon dwells pure in the human heart is to find the darkness of the night vanishing under clearing skies. This is a Zen Buddhist nun who lived in 11th century Vietnam, and her name is, I don't know how to pronounce it, Li Na Kyu. Birth, old age, sickness and death, from the beginning, this is the way things have always been. Any thought of release from this life will wrap you more tightly in its snares. The sleeping person looks for a Buddha. The troubled person turns toward meditation. But the one who knows that there's nothing to seek knows too that there's nothing to say. She keeps her mouth closed. Birth, old age, sickness, and death, from the beginning, this is the way things have always been. Any thought of release from this life will wrap you only more tightly in its snares. The sleeping person looks for a Buddha. The troubled person turns towards meditation. But the one who knows that there's nothing to seek knows too that there's nothing to say. She keeps her mouth closed. And on that sublime note, I will keep my mouth closed and say, we'll meditate for a bit.